is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two of the show. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can visit our newest feature on our website. It's the Wiki. Free Talk Live Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. It has been completely created and modified by the Free Talk Live listenership and everybody else. I mean, you, if you are listening and you have yet to go to the Wiki, you can go there and you can modify it. You can change things. You can add new pages to it. It's really neat. It's totally in your corner. wiki.freetalklive.com. It covers all kinds of things, everything from our archives to issues that we talk about on the show to information about the hosts. And again, it's all listener-created. wiki.freetalklive.com. You know what? You need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. By the way, Manwich, I found out that Free Talk Live was responsible for approximately 17% of the Free State Project's recruits in the month of December.
Incredible.
Not too shabby. And actually, I could spin that to 29% by claiming that we recruited 29% of those that actually wrote down who their recruiter was. Because there's always a bunch of people that just don't write down anything.
So why could you spin it to 29%? I mean, how do you know?
There were 17 people that did not. There were 17 people that wrote down who their recruiter was, and so we got five of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
so 29%.
But how many? Then how many people didn't write down?
10.
Okay. So
or 11 or something like that.
I see.
Yeah.
So like a third of them.
Yeah. So the numbers aren't huge, but we're still getting a tremendous percentage.
It's a huge commitment.
Right. It is a huge commitment.
It's not like we're selling $10 widgets here.
Obviously, I'd like to see the numbers be five times that.
I would, too. Absolutely. But Free Talk Live is a small syndicated show.
Right. We're getting there.
We're only on a few stations.
Yeah, we're getting there.
And we're asking people to do an incredible thing.
And the Free State Project has eclipsed 7,000 members now, which is pretty exciting as well. So freestateproject.org. Do the research and then make a change for the rest of your life because it's a really exciting time. And you really should look into the First 1,000 program. We haven't talked about that in a little while. Mm-hmm. First 1,000, by the way, the Free State Project, project to get 20,000 individuals to move to the same state for freedom. 20,000 people who are going to move to New Hampshire, and then once they get there, will be activists for liberty. But the 20,000 thing is not going to be happening for a little while because we're only at 7,000 right now. So we're working on getting towards 20,000. And then once we get to 20,000, there's a five-year window where all 20,000 have to move.
Right.
Some people have already gone. And in fact, we're going to be going this year. And so there are a lot of people that kind of want to go sooner rather than later. They don't want to wait until 20,000. So we've created the First 1,000 pledge for those individuals.
So the Free State Project is offering Liberty or Liberty Light. Your choice.
Liberty or Liberty Light?
Liberty Light.
What's Liberty?
Liberty Light is the Free State Project, and Liberty is the First 1,000.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You'll get Liberty faster.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Just like if you drink regular beer, you'll get drunk faster.
Liberty and Liberty Sooner.
I think so. It just has less calories.
I think anyway. Liberty and Liberty Sooner is a little bit better than that. So, yeah, if you want to get there sooner, if you think the Free State Project is a really exciting idea and you think you can get there before the end of 2008, you should look into the First 1,000 pledge at freestateproject.org. All right. Let's talk about Iraq. Let's go overseas. We've been talking about some American stuff so far tonight. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the over 70% of troops that all agree on the same thing.
Well, I was going to preface this, the Zogby poll, with an article that I found on libertarianism and, what this person calls neo-Wilsonian militarism and that kind of thing. Did you want to hear that
article? Let's get to that. I want to get to the numbers. I've been selling it all shows so far.
Right.
Let's get to the hard numbers.
Hit those numbers.
We'll talk about the philosophy after that.
First ever survey of U.S. troops on the ground fighting a war overseas has revealed surprising findings, not the least of which is that an overwhelming majority, 72%, that's huge.
That's tremendous.
It's a big, big majority of American troops in Iraq think the U.S. should exit the country within 1 year.
Wow.
Further, let's see, a new Lamane College/Zogby International survey shows that more than one in four, 29%, thought the U.S. should pull troops out immediately.
Wow.
I'm with them.
I mean, you'd have to start pulling them out immediately. It would probably take a number of months to get them all out and get all the equipment out.
Let's go.
I think it's tremendous. And who would know best, right? Who would know best? You can ask all the Americans over here sitting watching TV and football what they think, and you know, their opinions are valid. That's what. Who would know best as far as if it's time to go or not, right? Except besides the troops themselves. And how stunning. 72%, almost three out of every four, three-fourths of the United States military says, we got to go. It's time to go. Let's get out.
You know, and what arrogance, what hubris of somebody who think, I don't care. We got to fight this war anyway. They'll put these people's lives on the line. The 72% that think that we should pull out within the next year, they'll put right. their lives on the line for, well, they signed up for it. They signed a piece of paper. They should have known.
Yeah.
They should fight my war while I sit here and do what I want and,
right.
think, and think whatever I think about the war. Eek. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a thought process.
Yeah, really. These individuals, yes, they did sign up, but they should be free to go home, I think. I think it's terrible to hold an individual against his will.
I don't know. They did sign up for essentially being held against their will. Now to be fighting a war that's
unconstitutional, illegal,
stupid, and everyone's against. 80% of Iraqis think we should be out of there. A large majority
right.
of Americans think we should be out of there. And now an overwhelming majority of troops think we should get out of there. Let's get out of there.
I wonder how they went about doing this particular poll.
And I don't mean by moving to Iraq. That's right. not how I want to get out.
I wonder, you mean Iran?
Iran, I'm sorry.
I wonder how they went about doing this particular poll. Because normally, when I've asked, for instance, law enforcement officers about their opinions on things in public, they're very reticent to give opinions. And I could imagine that, based on what we've seen about how the U.S. military has handled dissidents within their ranks. Remember we talked, there was a story about a U.S. A military member who was a blogger. He had his own blog, and he was kind of being critical about the war on his blog. Well, the U.S. military brass found out about that, and they approached this guy, and they apparently threatened, they said something to him. They threatened him, and he wrote a retraction. He wrote a retraction which sounded like they had a gun to his head as he was writing it.
They did, yeah.
It was really spooky. And so it makes me think, well, you know, how many of the people in the military would be a little bit paranoid about answering a survey like this? I wonder how it was administered. Was there somebody going over there just walking around asking questions?
I don't know what the...
It could have been a phone poll. There's no phones over there for them to call the troops up on. So I'm curious about that. Does it say? The Zogby normally describes their testing method.
This is an article on the Zogby poll. Zogby. It says here that more than 80% of troops said that they did not hold a negative view of Iraqis because of continuing insurgent attacks against them. Only about 2 in 5 see the insurgency as being comprised of discontented Sunnis with very few non-Iraqi helpers.
Wait, did you say 80% of the troops didn't feel bad about the fact that they were being attacked
by
the insurgents?
They did not hold a negative view of Iraqis because of continuing insurgent attacks.
Wow.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
And to control insurgency, a majority of respondents, that's 53%, said the U.S. should double both the number of troops and bombing missions. So they were, and they have no intention of doing this either. It's like, hold the course. We're just going to keep as many troops over there as we have. And they couldn't, I don't think they could double the amount of troops anyway.
By the way, the toll in the current civil war going on in Iraq has come to 1,300 people just in the last week. In the last week, 1,300 people have bought the farm. 1-800-259-9231. You get to take control of the airwaves and bring up absolutely anything. We got somebody listening on over in Radio Free Austin. Apparently, we're back on Radio Free Austin, which
Good.
Sounds pretty cool. We're going to get to him, his call. He's going to bring up whatever's on his mind. And you can take control of the airwaves as well. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most most important, they're affordable. Natural Salt Lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a Natural Salt Lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Political issue, personal problem, whatever you want goes. If you make the call, 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. If you missed a moment of the show, you can get it for free on our website. Front page of the site, even. freetalklive.com. We go back for months. We give you literally 10 months of the show, over 10 months, on the house, freetalklive.com. So, to the phones we go. Let's talk to Gabe in Texas. Gabe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, I was about to go on a rant about 9/11, but I think I'm going to change it up to a solution, right?
Okay. We like solutions,
very
Gabe.
A very, very constructive, and it's probably our only hope.
Okay.
And I am in the information jihad and data control. And do you know the story of Howard Dean and his story of how he came to be a presidential candidate? Are you familiar with that at all?
I don't know. What did he go to the primary?
Well, basically,
the primary
he did that. Well, not so much that. I guess you didn't know the real what really propelled him in his popularity and how he just blew up.
It was the Internet, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's a particular type of software platform, and it's a particular type of software for viral marketing.
Okay.
Internet viral marketing software. And his website was hosted by this one company in Austin, whose corporate logo is an all-seeing eye, by the way. Anyway, but I'm saying it's a software package that basically when you send out email, it sends out tell a friend, and it sends out surveys, and it collects everything and your click-throughs and your web page, and it does all this sophisticated, like the most sophisticated marketing and internet tracking. And
viral marketing's not that sophisticated.
But my point is, he uses a software package that does it. That does all these. It's called like viral marketing. It's like
I don't think there is a software package called viral marketing. Viral marketing is a
No, it's Convio. Convio is a software package you use. And the Electronic Freedom Foundation. Are you familiar with them?
Sure.
EFF. They're hosted by that site, and they do viral. Basically, what I mean is, if you sign up to the EFF and get on their list, you'll get, like, announcements from the president with click-through surveys, the tell-a-friend links, and it does all this stuff that builds the database, and that's what propelled it. It was like this internet firestorm. And what took him out? What took Howard Dean out? It was the media. When he went off, think about it. That little speech he did when he yelled.
Right.
That was totally controlled. The point was, it was a pep rally for kids at some, like, you know, high school thing.
Right.
Look at the context of that. He did that at a pep rally for kids, high school kids. And the media wrapped that around to make him look like a maniac when it was totally taken out of context and it was used to destroy his campaign.
You think that was what destroyed him?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That one thing, and what happened was the media took
that. I'm not saying he was going to win.
And it was the butt of all these jokes, and everyone had these little internet things that making fun of him. But my point is, big media, I mean the Time Warners, the Walt Disneys, those media executives were able to destroy or create someone if they want with the whim. Just by making someone in American Idol make a joke to it. Are you realize what we're up against in terms of the sophisticated media that we're up against in terms of the mainstream media and the military-industrial complex?
Well, there's no doubt the big media definitely has big control and they have big power.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This
However, they also have no control whatsoever over new media. They have no say,
exactly.
No sway in podcasting. They have
that's
no sway
exactly
in internet.
Podcasting.
Yeah, in blogging.
The internet is like what's gonna save us.
I agree with you, Gabe. The internet truly is going to be the implement that will allow us to retrieve our freedoms again.
Because I think more people, if you look at the statistics and the ratings of all the mainstream news channels, their ratings are going down and down and down because you have the iPod. Now people are getting, like you said, the RSS feeds from iPods and not listening to the evening news anymore.
Well, Gabe, hold on. Before you get too excited about new media, you also have to understand that podcasting is still a relatively tech-heavy concept. You have to have some sort of familiarity. Even though it's been made more simple over time, you have to have some sort of familiarity with computers, to even begin into this
realm. There's a higher and higher percentage of people, especially people who are actually going to vote, where there's a higher correlation with people who have internet access and will actually has the knowledge to do that, are more likely the people that vote.
Well,
so that's a good thing.
That's
too,
true.
You know?
That may be true.
The numbers in the young people that just don't trust the government, those numbers are high.
Oh yeah.
And I think we're gonna see government change and get smaller over time just because of that.
But we're gonna have to do it with our media because the established media is controlled.
Well, you know
that's
what?
How are you guys on the independent?
I don't know if they're controlled. Like nobody's ever come to me as a radio show host and said, "Hey, you better read these lines here, son."
Well, why aren't you on the Clear Channel affiliate in your area?
Well, we're working on it, man. This doesn't. Rush didn't get on 600 affiliates overnight. Okay, we've only been syndicated for a year and a half.
Yeah, but Rush doesn't go out on any like really anti-government themes either. He's pretty.
You don't understand what I'm saying. He didn't get on 600 radio stations after his first day on the air, okay? It takes time to build a show like this. And we've only been building this show nationally for a year and a half.
And we are on Clear Channel Affiliate.
We're not on a Clear Channel Affiliate.
Oh, yeah.
We're on Entercom, and that's one of the major players in the business. And I've got several Clear Channel program directors that are very interested in the show. In fact,
you realize if you do that, you're going to sell out. And the only true... And
what are you talking about? You're going to sell out. We started this show. Have you ever heard our show before, Gabe?
Yeah, I've heard your show on Saturdays.
We started this. Are they playing us now during the week or something there on Radio Free?
There's another station now that's broadcasting. It's another micro.
Interesting.
I don't think they play Radio Free also sometimes.
I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but we started on Clear Channel. And the show hasn't changed since then. We're still Free Talk Live.
Changed some, but it hasn't.
You can still call and talk about anything, huh?
What market was that where you got...
Market 76, out? Sarasota, Bradenton, Florida. Okay,
wow.
So it's not one of the top... It wasn't one of the top 20s. We didn't even have oversight. The program director didn't even listen to the
there?
Show. What?
I'm just wondering, is there a libertarian contingent there in Florida? I'm not familiar.
No,
with
not
that.
At all.
Not like there is in Texas.
Not at all. Now, I got on the air because we offered to do it for free. That's what Clear Channel's weakness is. It's money. I went to the management and I said, hey, you know, we need a local show. We'll go in, we'll do it 5 nights a week, and we'll do it for nothing. What do you say? They said, okay.
Did you hear the Insider News last week about Clear Channel, how they invested, like they invested multi-millions of dollars in this new their new satellite network, and it's a complete flop because the market dropped out because no one wants to pay for satellite anymore.
I don't know, but I do know that Howard Stern's being sued by his former employer. Thanks for the call, Gabe. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Stern's looking at a big lawsuit by CBS Radio.
He is. I wonder if any men in black suits have stepped up to Stern and say, hey, you gotta talk about what we want you to talk about.
You know, there's no doubt that Clear... I want to address the Clear Channel being evil. There's no doubt that some of the executives in Clear Channel are... supporters of the Republican Party. There's evidence for that.
Yeah, okay. There is.
That's fine.
Lowry Mays certainly is.
What then? Why is it that they have Air America stations on Clear Channel on Clear Channel's airwaves?
Because they believed that it was going to make some money. They divest themselves so that because something's going to work. Whether it's satellite radio, whether it's Air America, what actually is going to work is young talk shows like ours.
Mm-hmm.
About smaller government.
And let me tell you,
that's what the young American people want, and the older ones are dying.
I talk to Clear Channel program directors all day long, and there are a number of them that are interested in the show. The question is, which one of them will take the show first? It's kind of this business is sort of a business of followers.
It absolutely
so
is.
One of them has to take the step and actually add the program, and then the other ones will look and see, well, that Clear Channel station took it. Maybe we can take it, too.
And I want to address the conspiracy that major media is controlled. I don't know if it is entirely controlled.
You mean by the six families?
I don't know. I mean, do they?
It's controlled by Ted Turner.
It's clear they're statist. I mean, they're obviously on the
right
side of saying the government's important and the things the government thinks.
But then again, everybody's statist, right? I mean, most people are statists.
So they're only trying to appeal to them.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. That's why we need to create a demand for libertarian or liberty-themed programming. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. We put them up on our website, on the Shrine, because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. We want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest, though. As long as you're a woman, you qualify if you send us a validated photo. And that means that in the picture, you're proving, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you listen to Free Talk Live. There's some creative ways that our ladies have done that. You can see them for yourself at the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. You bring up what's on your mind. Andrew in Washington calling in on the Amplifier Only line. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, indeed. What's up?
Well, first of all, this is my second time trying to call in today. Somebody was on the line earlier, so that's nothing but a good thing.
I guess so.
I guess a lot of people are calling in. But what I'd like to talk about is this article that I read in the latest edition of the Atlantic Monthly magazine, and we're talking about the culture war, which being the sort of popular notion in America that there's like, you know, everyone's either left or right and pro, you know, life, pro choice, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes into some detail about that and talks about the fact that only 15 to 20% of Americans fall in each one of those categories, and most people are in the middle.
Really? Even on a divisive issue like abortion? Is there a middle there? Is the middle just I don't care?
No. Well, that's what there's the part where it talks about that. And also the same dynamic from gay marriage is that a lot of people, there's different degrees. It's not like, I want everyone to be married or, you know, no one should be able to marry at all.
Well, there's middle ground. What the article's saying is that there's middle ground on every issue and most Americans.
It's shades of gray.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the whole idea that, you know, it has to be black or white is just sort of artificial construction.
Most people are not to the extreme on any issue, is what you're saying.
Right. Saying life, you know, American society is more complicated than, you know, you hear about on
the radio, the television, they only report on those who are the most extreme because those are the ones who are the loudest.
Newsworthy.
Right.
Right. So, interesting. Where did you get, what was this, an article or a book? What
the Atlantic
was
Monthly.
This is an article in Atlantic Monthly.
Yeah, very good. Anything else on your mind tonight, Andrew?
Not much, just that I'm sort of heading up a coronation for FSP in Southern California.
Oh, fantastic. But you're in Washington.
Yeah, I'll be back during the summer, and I'm trying to get some organized before Porkfest. So.
Excellent. So we're glad you're out there working for the Free State Project. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live, speaking of extremes, with Ian Manwich.
Well, I like being called an extremist.
Yes, you take it as a compliment.
I figured you would.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, before I became an anarchist, I used to be a strict constitutionalist, so I'd like to explain some things about something that's very confusing to most people, and that's called executive orders.
These are the things that Bush writes in the Federal Register, correct?
That's right. He writes these things down, and everybody goes, ooh and ah, and ooh and ah. Okay, what kind of a government do we have?
A republic.
Okay, and how many? And how is their government divided up?
You mean
with
as far
representatives?
The bicameral relationship of the legislation?
Yes.
Well, we have two legislative bodies that kind of work on laws until they come up with a compromise, and then they send it to the president.
And then there's the judicial system as well.
Absolutely. Three branches of government, the executive, judicial, and
executive.
Fill in the blank.
Right. Legislative.
Legislative, yes. Legislative, executive, judicial. Oh, now I'm a little old, you know, sometimes
that's
it's
all right, Gene.
Hard for me. So the basic principle is that the three branches each have the same function or a different function?
Well, different. They check each other's. They check each other's functions. They're supposed to have checks and balances.
Our founding fathers, when they invented this fiction that we call USA,
mm-hmm.
they wanted it to basically fight itself all the time.
Correct. They didn't want it to get anything done.
So they all have different functions. Now, what is an executive order then? First of all, who passes the laws?
The legislative branch passes
legislative
the laws.
Legislative branch. So, are executive orders law?
No.
No. An executive order is an order to do what?
I would presume it's an
enforce
order.
Enforce a law?
No. It's an order, I believe, just that has jurisdiction over the executive branch.
Absolutely. That's correct. You win the Cupid doll. So, when the Bush writes... Cupid.
Oh, okay.
So, when Bush writes an executive order, it's an old term, you forget it. It's not important.
Okay.
But anyway, when Bush writes an executive order, what he's writing is an order for the executive branch of government. It's law to the executive branch.
Uh-huh.
It's their rules, their regulations. It has effect and weight over them only. It doesn't have effect over you down there in Florida.
Right.
Now, most
why would it?
Most people think it does because they'll say, oh, he made an executive order that says we're all going into camp. Well, you know, he might make such an order, but it does not have any real weight because in order for that to take effect, the legislative branch has to pass it, not the executive branch.
Yeah, but if he writes an executive order that says, okay, I hereby decree that all members of the police force will usher all Muslims into detention camps starting Friday. That's not going to... If you're a Muslim, you being able to say, you saying to the cops, hey, wait a minute, you're following an executive order. You can't arrest me. You can't detain me. It's not going to do any good,
okay.
Right, Gene?
Now, the Muslim will be right at that point, and he will be a victim of an unlawful act by a state policeman, a county cop, whatever. Whoever is following that executive order that has no authority and effect of law will be guilty of basically a war crime.
Has anybody ever tried to take an executive order or actions that were taken as a result of an executive order, take them to court?
Oh, I'm sure it's happened. I can't think of any. But
I just wonder what the judicial system would say to that.
It had to have happened. But so all these people that are scared of executive orders, it's because they don't understand what an executive order is. And what we need to do is we need to teach the American people what an executive order is, and that it really has no effect over them. It only has an effect over the executive branch of government, and everybody
good
needs
point.
To learn this.
Well, yeah, they should know it, but I think that the most American people look at the president as a king.
I think most American people probably don't know the three branches. They probably would have gotten all stumbly when you'd have asked the first few questions you'd asked.
Right.
The thing is I saw today somebody sent me, George, the TSA George sent me a little clip where they were showing people on the streets North Korea. They had actually taken North Korea, written it on Australia.
Yes.
And they were talking to people about invading North Korea. And people were saying, we should invade it from the west, the east. No, I don't know. Yeah, and they were looking at Australia and talking about it, actually seriously talking about it being North Korea. Yeah. They have no idea. They're ready to invade Australia.
Clueless.
This is the reason that we've been dumbed down to this point.
And it really is. It's really sick. It's the educational system. Thanks for the call, Gene. We appreciate hearing from you, as always. You put the government in charge of education, and you get a bunch of adult children as a result. Who can't even point to Australia and realize that it's actually Australia, not North Korea or France or whatever it is that they labeled it. It was an amazing video, man. I've seen that too. 800-259-9231. Coming up, if you've been videotaping at a post office and you didn't get caught, you're lucky. You might have gotten harassed by the cops. We'll tell you about that on the way. Also, Walt's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizeDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, hey, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And man, which
and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the bulletin board system with over 80,000 posts. We're approaching 90,000. Over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. 1,200 people are interacting there. It's all for free. Right there, freetalklive.com. In fact, you can get directly to it, bbs.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Walt. Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt, what's up?
Well, you know, I've always been trying to promote this deal about legalizing drugs, of course, with the exception of all this trash that they prescribe for our kids.
Well, now, wait a minute, Walt. If you want to have legal drugs, you have to be consistent. The prescription drugs may be trash, but so is heroin. We want it all to be legal.
Okay. You know, you do have a point. Okay, so my whole thing is, though, you see, it'll take the criminality out of it, and it won't be as exciting for people and kids and everybody else to do.
No doubt about that.
There's another thing, and see, I don't want to create dope heads. That's not what I'm all about.
No.
Also, I don't want to see people lose their entire savings, but I've been trying to promote since 1996 everybody getting their money out of the stock markets, and today I noticed it was down 104 points, and I am really promoting the stock market go belly up because of the same reason. I want the Federal Reserve exposed for the fraud they are. You know, it's just like with the drugs. And you know that the Federal Reserve is not federal.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve is essentially a private bank. It's a private group that was granted authority by the federal government to print money for the federal government.
Because
the reason why they had to do it that way is because it would be unconstitutional for our government to be printing money like that. When I say money like that, I mean those greenbacks that you have in your wallet right now, you're carrying around with you. Look on them and see if I'm obviously not talking to you all, but those of you with greenbacks, look at them and see what it says. Federal Reserve note at the top. Back in the old days, it used to say silver certificate.
Exactly.
Well, some of them did. Not all of them did.
Back in the old days, they did all say silver certificate.
But it did say.
Am I wrong about that?
No, you're correct. In fact, President Kennedy brought it back in 1963, and that was, I believe, had part to do with why he hadn't around. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is I don't want to see anybody go broke. I just want to see the Federal Reserve exposed. You see, that whole thing was criminal, but the first thing they passed was IRS thing, the Internal Revenue Service. You see, and the 16th Amendment was never officially ratified, even though they claim it was. But
right.
Even then, the Supreme Court has ruled on several occasions that the 16th Amendment does not change the fact that the federal government cannot legally tax the people.
Sure, now, and that's why it's a voluntary tax.
Exactly, but if you don't, it's kind of like when you're a volunteer in the Army, the only way to do is then rather than step forward, everybody else step back, you see. The thing of it is, here's the deal. All you ever have to do, and this is what I've been working on for all the years that I've been out,
mm-hmm.
is just show me the law. You see, they can't come up with it.
We're watching a great movie that's being probably going to be coming out sometime this year, America from Freedom to Fascism.
That was the movie that we saw this last weekend in Kansas City by Aaron Russo.
Excellent. Manwich and I went and watched it a couple weeks ago in Tampa, as a matter of fact.
Is a fabulous movie. I think everyone in the United States needs to see that movie.
It doesn't have the look, it doesn't have the feel of a major release. I don't think it's going to get a major release, but if he can get that in some real movie theaters on a fraction of a major release basis, man, that can only help America.
See, and this is what I tell people. The Federal Reserve is not federal. Ronald Reagan in 1981, I was aboard the USS Coral Sea back in 1981, and of course, you all in the military, we worshiped Ronald Reagan.
Let me ask you this. I know where you're going with this. You're going to tell us that Reagan took a shot at the Federal Reserve, right?
Well, he said that, that not one red cent you pay in income tax goes to run our government, but rather it goes to the Federal Reserve Bank, IMF, and World Bank.
And it goes to pay the interest on the loans this country's gotten. Yes, there's a lot of really interesting little details to the monetary system, to the IRS, to the Federal Reserve. But honestly, Walt, how do you think that people are going to wake up to this? I mean, people don't even... We just talked to Gene, the Christian anarchist, a moment ago, and we all agree that most people can't even name the federal government's three branches. How are they going to come across this information and be able to process it and understand it?
Well, the thing of it is, as soon as that movie is available... That is, I heard you talking about this the other night, and I thought you guys did a great job about all this conspiracy theory stuff and the 911 tapes and everybody passed them out. Well, I'm one of them that's been passing them out. If I can get my hands on this video, I am going to make copies of that, and it will be everywhere because I guarantee you, everybody needs to see that.
When I saw this movie, and I'm not a big proponent of the whole what I call the conspiracy thing, but at the same time, this thing was as good as what was that 9/11 movie that
Michael Moore Fahrenheit 9/11.
This video was
production value.
Yeah, it was about the same level, about the same production value. Although it had, I would say it had more laughs to it. Thanks for the call, Walt. We appreciate hearing from you as always.
All right, you guys take care.
You too. 800-259-9231. That's toll free 1-800-259-9231. I don't think there's even a website for this movie yet, though. I think they have not done a very good job getting it out there, creating any sort of buzz.
It's brand new.
It is brand new. I don't even know if it's a finished cut yet.
But it won't have a splash.
I think he's just sort of teasing it. I think he's just sort of getting some advanced looks at it. We're going to come back and talk about more. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Is timing belt a technical term that makes you run for cover? Come on out. If you've jumped rope or played piano, you know more than you think. When I come back, I'll fill in the rest.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Like jump ropes and piano metronomes tell you when to move your legs and fingers, timing belts cue two engine body parts to move. They're called pistons and valves. And when they move in concert, they create the beautiful music of a well-tuned engine. But if the timing belt's defective, screech! Pistons and valves crash into each other like cymbals. The sound's not pretty, and the price to the piper's high. See, timing is everything. So at 60,000 miles, change that timing belt. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of cool stuff on our website. In fact, coming up tonight, it's going to be voting time again. Don't bother going now. There's no point. If you're listening live, don't go now because we've got just hours. We're hours away from the reset. Every month, the voting totals reset. And so then we once again push for fresh votes as the new month begins. The reason why we look for votes is because, well, your votes help keep us at the top 10 in the top 10 podcasts in the world. There's over 15,000 podcasts, and this month we've been in the top 10 all month long thanks to your votes. You're going to have to go to vote.freetalklive.com if you want to vote for us, and we certainly would appreciate it if you did. Vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of thing. It's quick, it's easy, and it's a lot of help for Free Talk Live. So we just got off the phone with Walt. We're talking about the new movie by Aaron Russo. It's called America, From Freedom to Fascism. It's a documentary.
I hear it'll be available at givemeliberty.org. Should be out by tax day.
That's the We the People group. They're actually going to release it?
So I hear.
Oh, that's interesting. And it's definitely something that's worth sharing with friends and family. And the reason why, I think, is because it doesn't call into question emotional things like 9/11. We've talked about on these airwaves. I've kind of bashed the idea of taking conspiracy videos, for instance, which is what a lot of people do, and passing them around. because you're going to, while you might find someone that agrees with you, you also are probably going to irritate some people. You're going to anger some people that think that, well, how dare you question the official story, that sort of thing. I think it's kind of a waste of time to mess with the conspiracy stuff with 9/11. In this case, this isn't a conspiracy movie. He actually goes to the IRS, and he just simply wants to get some questions answered about the income tax in the movie. They don't want to talk to him. So he shows that. Mm-hmm. And then he goes and he talks to this former IRS worker.
Well, they give him this former the guy, the chief former chief honcho of the IRS,
right.
And now a tax attorney guy. And I guess the guy just thinks that he's going to cream him in this room. And I think he did feel like he creamed him.
Right.
But he gave no answers.
Nope.
I mean, it was just evasive as hell. And it's another good example of why never to give an interview.
So there's no doubt that this new movie, America from Freedom to Fascism, focuses on certain things in the past. I mean, you've got to build a historical basis for making claims like, well, you don't have to pay the income tax. The income tax is totally voluntary and that sort of thing, which is what he does in the film. But that actually has a point. Making those claims has a point. The idea is to get people to have the cojones to make those claims for themselves, to say, yeah, I agree, I shouldn't have to pay income tax. It should be voluntary, and I agree that it is voluntary. And to get people to the point in their minds where they can actually feel comfortable with stopping paying this voluntary income tax.
Well, I think that the We the People organization has a even better stance, which is, we've filed this First Amendment right, which is a right of redress of grievance, and
right.
And they've petitioned the government, and no one's shown up to redress their grievances as they have a
they've
right to.
They've asked questions.
They're not going to pay taxes until somebody responds.
Seems reasonable.
No taxation without representation.
Right.
It's a good idea.
So this movie is a movie about moving forward. This movie is a movie about making a difference in the future, and I heartily endorse it. Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism, and you said there's details at wethepeople.org. Is that right, Manwich, on that?
Yeah.
Wethepeople.org. Hour number three is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, the Australian government looking at banning smoking in cars.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People